Are Trinidadians really valuing their money? The struggle with property taxes. In Trinidad and Tobago, a perplexing situation is unfolding. Residents are being asked to pay taxes on their residential properties, even though these properties generate no income. This has raised questions about whether the government is really addressing the needs and concerns of its people when it comes to financial equity. What makes this situation even more troubling is the apparent disparity in how taxes are applied. While homeowners face new levies on properties that do not bring in any revenue, commercial properties, which often generate significant income, remain untouched by this tax burden. This imbalance leaves many citizens questioning the fairness of the system. To make matters worse, Trinidadians and Tobagonians have already paid taxes on the materials used to build their homes. From the cement and steel to the timber and nails, every component was taxed during purchase. And the tax burdens don't stop there. Residents continue to pay additional taxes on their everyday living expenses: electricity, water, cable, internet. Soon, it seems, they may be paying taxes on taxes. The paradox of economic policies. This taxation system raises broader concerns about the government's approach to managing the nation's economy. The irony is that while citizens are being taxed on their homes and utilities, major industries that once contributed significantly to the economy have been shut down or outsourced. Consider the situation with the Pitch Lake, one of the world's largest natural deposits of asphalt, located in Trinidad. In an unexpected move, the government leased this valuable resource to foreign interests, leaving the nation to purchase asphalt from external sources. This is a striking paradox for a country rich in this natural commodity. Similarly, the once thriving sugar industry has been all but dismantled. The government closed down local sugar factories, forcing the country to import sugar from overseas, a move that has not only impacted jobs and livelihoods but has also increased the costs of basic goods for consumers. The energy sector, once the backbone of Trinidad and Tobago's economy, has also faced severe setbacks. The government's decision to shut down the local oil refinery has resulted in the need to import fuel from abroad. A nation once capable of refining its own crude oil now finds itself dependent on foreign supplies, adding to the growing list of economic challenges.